This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Eric Shiner is director of the Andy Warhol Museum and an avid reader in at least two languages. He recently took advantage of some vacation time to catch up on his reading, starting with Grace. That's the memoir of Grace Coddington, creative director of Vogue magazine.
I learned how she rose up from being a country girl in England to being a model in London to all of a sudden getting into the publishing business. And of course, it was interesting for me because of the types of personalities that she encounters on a daily basis in her life. And it was kind of fun to live vicariously through her and her experiences.
Is that a life that you would want to live?
Absolutely no. Although there certainly are some overlaps between the fashion world and the art world. So a few times I could say, yes, I've had that experience as well.
I mean, everybody knows Andy Warhol is this great proponent of popular culture. Do you do the highbrow, lowbrow split in your reading?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm just as want to read a John Waters book as I am to read Dickens. So his most recent book, which probably came out about 2 years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago, is a series of vignettes, little short stories about experiences that he's had in his life that could in some ways be termed an autobiography.
Are there any writers from the Warhol circle, from like the factory crowd, that are favorites of yours?
Certainly, in terms of poetry, on that angle, Taylor Mead is one of our great poets of the 20th century and sometimes underrecognized. Many Warhol people have over the years written books or memoirs about their time in the factory, whether it's Holly Woodlawn, A Low Life in High Heels, which is a really great read. Ultraviolet wrote a book called Famous for 15 Minutes. And these books always offer different insights and viewpoints on Warhol and what was going on in those very pivotal years of the 60s.
You know, Andy loved comics too. Are you into comic books?
You know, I was into comic books as a kid, absolutely. But I wasn't into the superhero comic books. Mm-hmm. I was strangely into things like Richie Rich and Scooby-Doo and all of those sorts of things. Uh-huh. But in Japan, I lived in Japan for 6 years, and I found that reading comic books there, it was a lot easier to start there in terms of getting my reading comprehension up to snuff. And there's a really hilarious one called Cran Shin-chan about a little three-year-old boy who is a complete wild child and does the most horrible, perverted, crazy things. And it's a comic book and an animated television show, which is the equivalent, I would say, of South Park here in America.
Can you recommend a good Warhol biography?
There are hundreds of books on Andy Warhol, and all of them have certainly new and interesting information, but there are also things that you'll find consistently throughout every book and some misinformation as well. I'm happy to say that we're now starting work on a definitive biography of Warhol that the museum will publish. Simply to put in one place Andy's entire life story that looks at every aspect of his life.
And I take it that will also encompass his life in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. And those early years are incredibly pivotal in making Andy Warhol the man that he became. Going to Hollywood movies when he was a kid, started doing that when he was 7 or 8. And we think that's ultimately what propelled him to want to be a star.
And in the process kind of reinvented that whole concept for posterity.
It's really amazing. I think the way we live our lives today through Facebook and social media, reality television, so much of it, Andy was there at the very beginning. It's interesting to think about how a kid from Pittsburgh could have that much sway.
Well, Eric, thanks a lot for coming in today. It was nice talking with you.
No, it was great talking to you, and thanks for having me.
Eric Shiner runs the Andy Warhol Museum on Pittsburgh's North Shore. We want to know what you're reading. Drop a note on Twitter at Booksburg or post on the web form at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes, where you'll also find book picks and audio from past episodes. You can get the podcast on iTunes. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County, sponsoring the Big Read Literary Project through the month of March. Thanks for listening.